I'm standing in part of the shed here at Chapman Valley Museum, and as a bloke that used to work on a shearing team as a wool presser, I'm standing in front of the most impressive wool press I have ever seen in my life, a farrier's wool press. This thing, if I could try to describe it to you, is probably around about 18 to 20 feet tall. It's made just about completely out of timber reinforced with metal. Just the most wonderfully built and constructed wool press. It's a whopper of a thing. I've already been told they had to disassemble it fully to get it into the shed. And you'll have to have a look at our ABC Facebook page to get an idea of the size and the grandeur of this most amazing device for what is a fairly mundane task of pressing wool. But back in the day, they certainly knew how to make things with style. Now, Delma, we've moved on from the Clary Milne collection, and now we're in the shed next door where we've got an awesome array of bottles and all sorts of knickknacks and memorabilia. But you do have some wonderful old vehicles here in this shed and the one next door to us as well. How long have these been part of the collection? Have they been with you for a long time?
Well, this particular rugby truck is not really ours. One of our members, Barry Wilton, and his son restored it, and they chose to have it on display out here, which is lovely. And it is drivable. It still goes on the road. It's still licensed. But he chooses to have it here when he's not using it. So we're happy to have it, of course, because it's wonderful. I mean, it's got a wooden cab. It's got these wonderful spoked wheels. I don't know too much about vehicles, but I love it.
It is. It's certainly unique. It's got a bit of a look like the old Model T Ford to it, I suppose. Gives you an idea of the way things were used to be done. And there's certainly no worries about air conditioning in that cab. It's made out of wood and it's got one bit of glass in front of you and that's about it.
That's right. Yes, it'd be pretty cool. Maybe a little bit wet on the winter days too.